The show you have selected will start directly after the next message.
Welcome to the future you. Frank Lloyd Wright once said, "Study nature, love nature, stay close to nature, and it will never fail you." At Zija, we love nature. We study nature. In India, we discovered Moringa and created Moringa Supermix, a revolutionary new combination of organic ingredients, including natural vitamins, minerals, proteins, antioxidants, and omega oils. Zija's new Moringa Supermix will help you make a change for the better. Simply click on the Zija banner on the UKHealthRadio.com homepage. Power people need power vitality.
Dr. Brian Halverson is one of the UK's leading holistic dentists. He is the author of Great Teeth for Life and lectures widely to the public and to health practitioners. Brian is passionate about providing preventative information to guide us through all the stages of our lifetime. To find out more about Brian, go to www.brianhalverson.com. And now here is Dr. Brian Halverson.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone.
Hi, it's Brian here, the Integrated Dentist for UK Health Radio. This show is dedicated to Winspiration Day. Now, I'm taking this opportunity on something which the creator and founder, Wolfgang Sonnenberg, I regard as being a friend of mine. And also, I highly respect his values in all aspects of life. And I am privileged to be able to hopefully give my readers and listeners, I should say, some form of, awareness of what Wolfgang is about to say. Wolfgang, can you tell us about Winspiration Day?
Thank you, Brian, for inviting me to this interview, and I'm very happy to share about Winspiration Day because it's my passion and because I believe the whole world should know about it and at least celebrate the 7th of May. So what is Winspiration's idea? It's simple and, on the other hand, maybe complex and the why, because it affects every areas of our life. It's the same with health. It's a simple concept, but there are a lot of cells in our body, bacteria and everything, and you can have it maybe also a little bit more complex. The simple thing is that we understand we're living on one planet. It is one Earth. And I grew up, a lot of people told me there is a third world. But today we know we can fly around. There's only one planet. And it's not just the ball, this planet ball. No, it's also, let me understand, the different cultures, the different people. We are all one. If you analyze, and as a doctor, you know it, the blood, then we see that we have in Asia, in America, in Europe, people who have blood from everybody because we all come in the end from one little area in Africa, as it says. So it's really about understanding that the future of humanity is different than the past. There's a professor who wrote a book after the first one, Homo sapiens, Homo Deus. In the last millions of years, evolution was very slow. But now we reached a point in history, the first time that we are inventing ourselves. We have enough food on planet Earth. We have enough money. We have everything. Maybe with the distribution, we have a little bit of problem. But in general, for humanity, for the humans, is enough there. If we're getting better and we see against all the news, we see from the data that we have less terror and war, we have less poverty. Everything is going in a good direction. But are we all feeling better. Most people are at the moment scared for the future. A lot of people, just go in London on the street and look at the traffic lights on the other side of the people standing there. Do they look extremely happy to be alive? Most people not. Most people not really embracing their purpose of life and not really happy to be alive. So what we call now, after Homo Deus, that the professor pointed out and the modern technology is coming, we are at the point to create a new humanity. And for more, nearly 25 years already, at the UN, there is something called the Human Development Index. Because in the Western world, we measure success just by written invoices. Gross domestic product is just written invoices. And it can be the bad thing. It can be chemotherapy. It can be the surgeries. It can be prisons. Everything what is more the evil part calculates for our success. And this we need to change. We need to see that in the society, and it is a Britain and it's Germany or it's Austria and the Western world, historically, and I'm totally not in conspiracy thinking, it's just the historic development is that we all had a king and we as humans were working for the king, for the king, for the king, for the king, for the government. And now we're working for the European government, maybe you with Brexit, not so much, but the same thing is it anyway, the energy is not shifting. We need governments taking care of the people. If we understand, and that's what the Human Development Index says, is the most important on planet Earth are the human beings. So companies should have the task solving problems for the human beings. The government should be there to organize everything, the law, that everything best can be done for the human beings, because this is the most important part. And that needs to change, and that's why it can be a complex. A change at the home level, a change in the kindergarten, it changes in the school. We need a different system that empowers people. Because so far we believe democracy will be the best system, but it's only working if you can't misuse the people. So we need to empower people to take care of themselves. What you are doing with your work, empower people that they have really the insights and the responsibility to take more care about their health. We are talking more about take care of your face, take care of your possibilities, your purpose, your vision in life, and together we create a better future. Gosh, I could go on and on and on and talk. Maybe I stop you for a moment and give you a chance to ask a question or guide me which direction I talk.
Yes, no, thank you, Wolfgang. It's a great introduction. But I think that, could you explain even the name Winspiration?
The May Winspiration, the seventh day, which is what I'm talking about. We know so much. Most people heard about what we think we become and that we can create if we really have the power to follow our thoughts. And most of us experience the last day before vacation, we are extremely productive. So we have one day a power to be productive, but we don't do it every day. For the idea to be really self-empowered, we have no day. We have maybe every day a little bit, best case. So the idea came up that when we want to really change something, it would be good that we learn and focus on one day from the morning to the evening, focus on yourself, on your power, on your purpose. Be happy to be alive. Really embrace it. Whatever shit you think is going on in the world, but let it for one day out of your system and really love yourself. Love to be alive. If we can do this a whole day, and you can do it alone, You can do it. I call it this kind of Christmas. You can ignore it. You can do it alone. You can do it with family. You can do it with friends. And when we started the idea of this one day, we started with one big seminar day and teaching, and we all were inspired. Wow, what you can do. And we had examples of people who were really miserable, had sickness problems, were like the first one who got an award was a child soldier in Africa. So there's so many bad situations, but they all came out, and they could come out. And so we wanted to have these examples, because we as people have all the power, but we are not trained in it. And so that's why we want to have one day, call it Valentine's Day or Christmas Day or whatever, but this is a focus day on your personal power.
Wolfgang, as you mentioned Christmas, often it's about the emotion and the feeling that we have, as you rightly say, looking forward to it and being part of. Now, as far as I can see, if we're looking at the word inspiration, inspire means in spirit. And I'd imagine, could you explain for our listeners the fact that if we're looking at Winspire or Winspiration, so that people can actually sort of know about the energy levels and the emotions that you are trying to engender, and also how this can be used almost like to spread it so that we get that feeling for all of us. Can you just go over your ambition in terms of May the 7th, but also the sort of more the deeper side to it in terms of how it can almost be an emotional infection that people can have by coming together?
Yes. You can simply have the idea of a glass of water. If you have a glass full of cold water and you have a hot drop and you drop it in, you don't find the hot anymore. It's gone. So what the majority is decides a lot what happens. And this is a kind of frequency thinking. So we can decide which frequency we want to be in. And we believe, like your body, your health, it is wrong, or at least it's not working, just focusing on the idea, I have only extremely health and valuable cells or bacteria in my body. No, we have it all. On the level of duality, we have both. It's about having the right balance. So those who just go for peace and believe we can create peace on planet Earth, just simply peace, I think they're in a big error, because peace on the polarity level needs something on the other side, if it's a conflict or war, whatever you call it. And it's in all of us. We both know there is this good soul and this bad soul, or the Indian proverb says we have the two wolves in us. So, but the question is where we give the energy and how we balance it out. So we go a little bit further, and it's just not about these peace thinking. It is about a win-win thinking. We all heard about it, the concept of win-win. And that's why we also have the W in front of inspiration, because it's not just inspiration for everything. No, it has a goal. You should be winspired with a direction. And we talk about win-win, and our dream is a win-win society. But therefore, everybody needs to be encouraged to be a winner. And really, changing the emotion on winning, because so far we play too much win-lose. Winning is an idea of creation. So if two people have a different idea of something what they want, on the planet of duality, there is always a solution for win-win. The simple example is two kids are fighting about an orange. And a mummy doesn't like that the kids are fighting and says, no, we do it different. And she takes her orange, cuts it in half, and everybody gets a half. But this is a kind of compromise, and compromise is always lose-lose. And what happens if you would have asked the two kids? One might have said, I want the orange because I need the skin. I want to build something out of it. The other person, the other kid might have said, I want the orange because I want the orange juice. So what did mommy do? She cut it in half and both are now bad off. That is a kind of lose-lose situation. If we really go in creation, win-win means in creation, means understanding that we are creators. And we as people have so much possibility of creation, but we are not using it because we're spending most of our energy on things we don't want. If you blame someone, you're outside of yourself and make yourself as a victim because you give other people the power. Most blaming anyway is fantasizing. If someone, the car cuts you off, you can be pissed off and says, oh, what an idiot. But you never talk with him and you don't explore. Maybe this person needs to go urgently in the hospital. Bring someone urgently in the hospital to rescue life. So we are fantasizing all a lot. So it's about coming in our power, working and creating a win-win society. We are not going out of the duality level, but we can go on a higher level, on a higher level, on a higher level, and creating by this a totally new humanity. And the 7th of May is, when you want it like this, our first training day, to train it. It's like Valentine's Day. It's not about just one evening a year, be nice to your partner. It's just a special focus on it, to learn it, to do it the whole year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, may I ask, what is actually going to be happening on Winspiration Day? Have you arranged to give the readers, people who know about it, what can they actually see and hear? And where can they also go to actually get the information?
Yes, thank you for asking this. First of all, you always can go on winspirationday.org. That's the website where they, over the year, we do something. But I really want to make sure Winspiration Day is you. It's in all of us. Like Valentine's Day, the love for the partner is not in the restaurant, is not in the jewelry shop. It's in you, and it's a daily thing. So first of all, Winspiration Day is in you, how you celebrate it. And there are a lot of possibilities to do it. Some people do vision parties. They invite friends and they need to come dressed how they want to be in the future. Your future, living the purpose. Some are just teaching kids. So it's a way of giving also. And you can do it alone. You can do it with family. So what is the beauty and the potential and the purpose of our family, how we together create a better future for us, how we can enjoy the day being the family. You can do it in a company, you can do it in your street with neighbors, or what if one day, and especially if you see what news we have, always bad news, always the fine news, maybe once in a while they talk about a plane crash. But we have no clue, and we don't have it in the system, how many millions of people landed safely every day. So it is about really, where is it good? And a lot of people are sharing it with a small group, but more and more people on planet Earth sharing it on a bigger scale. So there are bigger events in Africa, in the US. There is a lot going on, more and more, and we want to go there that all people, at least the goal is 2 billion people on planet Earth, know about it and celebrate the 7th of May. And so they're connected. So there are offline events, and this year, for the first time, we will have also an online event. When the sun goes up in New Zealand, we will start streaming value content for self-empowerment. And all those is up to 100 really super personalities who sharing from their heart what a wonderful life we can have and what a wonderful future we can have. Because now we are talking here from different countries, sitting with a tool, internet, or Skype, or whatever, and you recorded it. But 100 years ago, we couldn't imagine it. What will be in 100 years? We have no clue what we will invent, and it's all there. I just got this morning a wonderful video from Bob Proctor. A lot of people know him. We're just sharing all those things. There's a lot of Lucinda Drayton from the UK gives us wonderful songs who will be. So it's a lot on these 36 hours streaming for everybody, different languages. So we go from the sun in New Zealand via Asia, even we have sharing and teaching from Turkey, and we go then via Europe and here UK Health Radio. Johan Ilgenfritz will have a teaching there. So, and then we go to via the Caribbean to the US and Canada, and we have a lot of teaching. And then when the sun goes down by Hawaii, we will end their streaming. So there will be enormous potential of, and they all are giving from their heart because they all understand that it's up to us to create this synergy for the better, to go in this win-win in sharing. Because those people who believe in creation, they're not afraid to share. They know we can create a better future and there's enough for everybody. So we don't need to be in competition. Because like Bob Proctor saying, competition is for amateurs, creation is for professionals. And that we, on this level of creation, really get out of being a creature. We are the creators. And we together can create the future we want to have. But that's what we need to learn and understand. That's what we need to raise the awareness of, that we have the power, the possibilities to create paradise on planet Earth.
Obviously, the online streaming is a... To my mind, is a very inspired idea, because it means that everybody who has the means to get online, which is the vast majority of the people on the planet, can actually then listen to, as you rightly say, people who are contributing. Most of them themselves are, if I'm not mistaken, very much involved in helping people themselves, and they are giving this videos free of charge, so that this is because they're doing it because they really believe in what you have created. Is that correct?
That's totally correct, and good that you say this also with the free. This is a very interesting point, what I just learned again. It is free, and that is for some people the problem, because in internet marketing today, a lot of people give something for free. It's like going fishing. You give the fish the bite for free, and then you chop, getting in your kitchen. And so some people are afraid, but it was years before. 2006, I did a Winspiration Day in Germany with a press conference, and the journalists were only looking, where is the problem? Where is the trick? He must have a trick. They are not capable to think that there are people out there who give, because they understand that giving is wonderful. Unconditional giving can really make you extremely happy. And those who understand what kind of world we could create, understand the responsibility also to share their wisdom and give. And that is what is Winspiration all about. And that's what we have in the offline events in Toronto and Vancouver or Haiti or in Nigeria or wherever. There are people who are sharing. So maybe the ask in the online, in the offline event contribution, because there's food or room to pay or whatever, but a lot of people are donating also. And here, every personality, I can't just say speakers, coaches, there are people from different areas of life sharing what helped them to be empowered. So it's about building a huge community, because if we really understand how this universe works, what quantum physics is teaching, that the observer is really influencing what's happened on the material level. So the more we together creating synergy, we change a collective morphogenetic field and we together create a future we can't really believe yet. That's why I wrote a book, The Best Is Yet to Come. But we need to start to believe in those good things. Then we can change a lot. So it's all for free. And so don't hesitate, who is listening now, click on this banner in UK Health Radio has. It's for free. And then it's like a buffet. The day, the 7th of May, or maybe in the evening before, we don't know yet, but maybe latest on the 7th, you get the link to this access. This is like the buffet, and then you see when, where, which language, what topic is, and you choose for yourself what most valuable is for yourself. And it's free. And what we love, pay it forward. Share it with other people. Share the link where you can register with other people till the 7th. But then also afterwards, what you got on value, share it with other people. It's about giving and making the world a better place.
Yes, I mean, there's so many examples of, you described the morphogenic field. And it's where, this is when I mentioned about an infection, that it was a bit like when Princess Diana died, that the half the planet was in mourning. And a lot of that was emotion that was transmitted and carried from one person to another. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, what Winspiration today is about is to start this change in energy levels for as many people as possible, because the more people who get it and change their, what I would call their being, the more it becomes contagious, but in a good way. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, Brian, and that's a very important point. Why is it so good working in those, let's say, painful moments? Why the news are getting viewers with all the negative stuff? This is historically has to do with our evolution. Because when we were born in over hundreds or millions of years, it was so important for our system be warned for danger. So mommy was teaching us, don't eat this red berry that kills you. Go away from here. Be careful there. Ba-da-da-da. And this is so much in our system, in our limbic system really. But we are now at a different point in life, that we now get more and more like the wealth. And in every country, even there where there's welfare, people have the whole day and don't need to work, but they can't be happy because we are not learned to focus with the same energy on what we really want. And this is what we need to train, that we have the same powerful emotion on the world we want to have and create. And it's not about being against something. It's about creating together the world. Like a kid can say, I want that. I want to have this toy or whatever. And we adults are so busy just with avoiding. So this is really a day, and you're so right to increase the energy, the frequency, that we have more power for the good. Then in the end, the whole universe Everything is functioning just by frequency and the information carried. So we need to raise our frequency and have a better information on it.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know that last year I attended the meeting of Winspiration in London, and I felt that the people there, everyone benefited from this increase in energy and well-being and goodwill that we all shared with each other. I have listened to some of the speakers and contributors that you have on the online streaming, and it is very powerful. I don't think anybody who listens will not benefit from listening to these people talking about self-empowerment, which we all really need. So personally, I would actually certainly strongly ask people to look online, if nothing else. But can you just say that I think a lot of people are so used to thinking that they have to do something on a particular day. You said like on a, say, a holiday or a bank holiday, where this is not really about having to do something. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what you mean by what you're doing. You have nothing to do here. You just click and get the information. But then I think you have to do something, because if you're not changing something in yourself, your life will not change.
Sorry, what I meant was doing something practically, you know, meaning that it's all it's all about your inner self. Is that not correct?
Yes, there it's all start. And if we go really exact, it's the only place where you live. This is one of the big illusions people have, that they think something is outside. You're not experiencing anything outside. And maybe you say, oh, this person outside there makes something. But where do you experience this? Inside of you. Always. Everything is inside of you. Even if you touch something, even if you have sex or whatever, it's not outside. It's just what you experience inside. And the more that people understand this, that it's inside of us, then we can understand we have the control what's going on inside. Not the outside is deciding what's going on inside. We decide it. And the moment we get this power back, first of all, we can feel super good. And then from there, from this place, we create the outside. Because everything what is on planet Earth to see was once in the mind of someone. So it needs to be all back understanding, go back in yourself, experience in yourself. And then if more self-experiences coming together and sharing what they want in the world, then they can create it. As long as we're looking at the bad from the outside and believing in the outside is a problem, we're not solving, we're not creating the better. We have the power. And that's why also, I'm not with the English saying it, but you know, also just giving is so wonderful. Why can giving make you so happy? How is love really working? By giving. Why is it working so good? Because you only can give what you have. So it all starts inside. As long as you say, you should make me happy, you should make me healthy, everything, and you should secure my whatever pension, you're always putting it outside and never ever really feel the fulfillment, the super happiness inside. But the more people are doing it, we create a different world. And inside more wealth will create outside more wealth. That's why the best is yet to come.
That's a question I was going to ask. I think that the Winspiration Day and movement is certainly gathering huge momentum. Now, what is your vision of Winspiration going forward?
The simple saying what I have for the vision is, I see all people on planet Earth be capable to make authentic decisions. You can't manipulate those people. They are really on awareness level that they make their free decisions. So if there's an election about Brexit or whatever, you can't trick and fool them anymore. But it's not our idea to tell them what they should choose. I just want that they are free, totally free to make their real decision. Because I'm 100% and more convinced if people have this kind of awareness level, they will always think and feel what is good for me, what is good for family and society, and what is good for the world. Because then they have the right awareness levels, and our win-win society will spiral up, 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 up.
That sounds fantastic. My thoughts are, and this is for my listeners, is that we all are at different levels of awareness.
Yes.
So what I would suggest is that if you tune in one way or the other to Winspiration Day, possibly if you do nothing else but look at the online material, that you will definitely benefit and raise your awareness. So no matter where you are at this moment in your life, and we all go through ups and downs, I personally believe you will find this an enlightening and inspiring exercise to go and listen. And then hopefully, if I may say, Wolfgang, is that this could be then brought to other people, because these people initially who listen have got so much benefit, they want to spread the word.
Yes, that's totally right. And I can recommend, if you go in and you have a question, that can be a benefit. Ask yourself a question, what do I want to get out of it? And you will find the answer. In those 36-hour coaching sessions from different people around the globe, there is the answer for you. You will benefit this way or that. And thank you, Brian, to have me here on the show to share it. And thank you also really to point it out. We all will benefit, and it's up to us how we benefit, and it's up to us how we share, and it's up to us what we create for the future.
Wolfgang, can you tell us again, because often people may just say, where do they go? Where would you direct them to?
First of all, here on UK Health Radio, you have a button. You just need to click on it, and there says Winspiration Day, and there's a free access for you. Then the simple page is winspiration.org, and there you go on live stream. But it might be a little bit too complicated to say here, the direct link is winspirationday.org/May-7/2018/, but maybe you can have, if you have an intro, outro or whatever, and you can put the direct link. But the banner here in UK Health Radio is the easiest, I guess. Click on it, free access, and please share with the world.
Wolfgang, it's always a distinct pleasure for me to talk to you because of your vast experience and knowledge. And I truly believe that you are one of life's pioneers in changing the world for the better. And I just love your passion, your ambition, and all I can say is all the power to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you to all.
I can see clearly.